Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Memories of the Afterlife by Michael Newton is a metaphysical and spiritual regression book built around life between lives hypnotherapy, a method Newton developed to guide clients beyond past life memories into reported experiences of the soul state between incarnations. Rather than offering a single continuous narrative, the book is presented as a collection of case accounts selected and edited by Newton and contributed by certified practitioners trained through the Newton Institute. The purpose is twofold: to illustrate the kinds of themes that emerge in life between live sessions and to show how clients interpret those experiences as catalysts for personal change in everyday life. Across the accounts, readers encounter recurring motifs such as meeting spirit guides, reviewing life choices, understanding relationship patterns, and reframing hardship through a larger sense of soul purpose. The book's tone tends to be experiential and practical, aiming to show how spiritual regression is used as a healing and meaning-making tool rather than as a purely theoretical argument about the afterlife. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Life Between Lives hypnotherapy is the book's organizing method. The central topic in Memories of the Afterlife is the life between lives approach itself. Newton positions the material as an outgrowth of spiritual regression work, intended to move beyond ordinary memory and even beyond standard past life regression, toward what clients report as the interval between physical lives. The book is structured to foreground how a session is undertaken and why people seek it, emphasizing that clients typically arrive with pressing life questions rather than abstract curiosity. By presenting multiple cases from trained practitioners, the book highlights a consistent therapeutic frame, a guided hypnotic process, a sequence of inquiry, and an interpretation phase in which reported imagery is translated into personal insight. The result is not a laboratory-style demonstration, but a practitioner-oriented portrait of how this modality is used. For readers, the method matters because it explains why the accounts share common features and why the narratives focus on decision points and emotional shifts. Whether one reads the sessions as literal metaphysics, symbolic psychology, or spiritual exploration, the method functions as the backbone that shapes what is remembered, what is asked, and what is taken back into daily life. Secondly, recurring afterlife motifs, guides, soul groups, and an orientation beyond earth life. A major theme is the repeated appearance of structured spiritual imagery in client reports, especially spirit guides, supportive presences, and groups of associated souls. The book presents these motifs as more than decorative scenery, treating them as frameworks through which clients understand belonging, accountability, and growth. In this model, guidance is often depicted as individualized rather than dogmatic, with clients feeling directed toward insight rather than commanded toward belief. The idea of soul groups, often discussed in Newton's broader body of work, also plays a practical role here by offering clients a way to reframe intense relationships as purposeful and educative, even when the details differ across accounts. The book emphasizes how these elements create an orientation point that extends identity beyond one lifetime and beyond a single set of social roles. For many readers interested in afterlife literature, these motifs are familiar, but the contribution here is the cumulative effect of many accounts presented in a consistent style. The book uses repetition to suggest patterns, inviting readers to consider whether such patterns indicate a shared reality, a shared symbolic vocabulary, or a shared therapeutic process. Thirdly, Life Review and the Consequences of Choices as a Driver of Transformation. Memories of the Afterlife repeatedly link spiritual regression to moral and practical self-examination. Within the Life Between Lives framework, clients often report a form of review in which they assess significant decisions, relational dynamics, and the emotional impact of their actions. The emphasis is not on punishment, but on learning, responsibility, and clarity, which allows the book to connect metaphysical claims to everyday change. The reported review process functions like an accelerated perspective shift. People step outside their usual defenses, see patterns they have repeated, and reinterpret events that previously felt random or unfair. In Newton's editorial framing, the value of these accounts is that they show how insight can translate into changed behavior, such as reducing fear, releasing long-held resentment, or making more intentional life choices. The topic also shows how the book positions spirituality as pragmatic. A session is considered successful when it yields a workable reframe that improves a client's life, not merely when it provides exotic descriptions of an unseen realm. And for readers, this is one of the clearest bridges between the book's extraordinary premise and its grounded aim of personal development. Fourthly, healing and emotional relief using spiritual memory as a therapeutic tool. Another important topic is the claim that recalling life between lives experiences can relieve emotional distress and help people resolve persistent inner conflicts. The book emphasizes outcomes such as increased peace, renewed meaning, and a softened relationship to grief, regret, or fear of death. Its case-based approach is designed to demonstrate practical impact clients report feeling less trapped by old narratives and more able to act from a sense of purpose. This healing emphasis also clarifies the book's intended readership beyond general spiritual seekers, because it implicitly speaks to therapists and helping professionals who are curious about how this modality is applied. At the same time, the book tends to assume a receptive stance toward the metaphysical interpretation of the sessions, which may be a limitation for skeptical readers. Even so, the therapeutic through line remains readable. Regardless of belief, the accounts consistently portray a structured reflective experience that helps clients articulate values, confront unresolved emotions, and imagine a larger context for suffering. As a result, the book can be approached as a document of a particular spiritual counseling culture, showing how narrative, trance, and meaning-making are combined into a single practice aimed at psychological and spiritual relief. Lastly, a curated global compilation, What Multiple Practitioners Add to the Newton Model, unlike Newton's earlier books that primarily reflected his own clinical voice. Memories of the Afterlife is distinctive for its multi-author composition. It is presented as a collection of accounts gathered from certified Life Between Lives practitioners, which broadens the range of client backgrounds and counseling contexts while keeping the sessions within a shared training lineage. This format allows the reader to see how the method travels. Different practitioners conduct sessions with different clients, yet similar themes and session goals recur. The book's editorial stance suggests that this diversity adds depth and credibility because patterns are not confined to a single practitioner style. The condensed, rapid narrative pacing also shapes the reading experience, making each account feel like a focused arc from presenting problem to session imagery to life change. For readers, the compilation format has two effects. First, it encourages comparative reading, noticing what is stable across stories and what varies. Second, it foregrounds practical application, because each account is implicitly a miniature demonstration of how questions are posed and how insights are integrated. This makes the book function both as inspirational reading and as a reference point for those interested in the practice culture surrounding the Newton Institute approach. In conclusion, Memories of the Afterlife is best suited to readers who are already interested in afterlife exploration, reincarnation themes, or hypnotherapy-based spiritual inquiry, especially those familiar with Newton's earlier work or open to its underlying worldview. It also has value for practitioners and trainees who want to see how Life Between Lives sessions are framed as interventions aimed at insight and healing. Even if the reader treats the reported content as symbolic rather than literal. The practical benefit the book emphasizes is integration clients use the sessions to reevaluate relationship patterns, soften fear of death, clarify purpose, and make more intentional choices in daily life. Intellectually, the compilation invites pattern recognition across many accounts, encouraging readers to compare recurring motifs such as guidance, affiliation with other souls, and reflective evaluation of life decisions. What helps the book stand out within the broader afterlife and regression category is its curated, multi-practitioner perspective and its focus on transformation outcomes rather than extended metaphysical theorizing. Compared with many books that argue for belief through a single voice or a single dramatic story, this one leans on breadth and repetition, presenting a consistent style of spiritual counseling narratives intended to show how a particular method is used and what kinds of changes clients attribute to it. If you would like to support Michael Newton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.